Hi, this is Pastor Greg, the Intro to Praise Music mini course with Christian Leaders. And this section is about the history of music and how it has evolved within the church. If you look to some of your Old Testament lessons, you will see there were cymbals and the lyre, and people would sing, supposedly sing. Sometimes the singing was simply someone reciting the words or the poetry while someone else played the lyre. And this is where we get the word lyric, in other words, the words for a song. We also have the evolution of horns, which I believe started with the shofar, which is just a animal's horn that has a hole cut in the back, and you into it, and it makes a sound a little more like a trumpet than my little but that's how that works. And then, of course, there's the percussion instruments, the cymbals and the tambourines. Now, think of how these instruments have evolved over the years. The lyre has gone to an acoustic guitar, and now we have electric guitars and amplifiers. The simple drums with a piece of wood with some skin wrapped around them have evolved into larger drum kits. And there are also electronic drum kits that require amplifiers, and they're just little triggers. And when you hit those, it generates a sound through the computer and then amplifies it through an amplifier. Then there's the organ. The organ is a really interesting instrument that has been around for hundreds of years, and I would encourage you to look up a little more of the history of the organ and look up the water organ. That was one of the first organs. Later they had steam organs that would have a boiler that would allow steam to go through the individual pipes, and that would produce the sound. One of the problems, though, was as steam came through all of the pipes, it would also have water and it would splatter on the people that were around, and even the organist himself could be scalded by this stuff. So they were a little bit dangerous. Let's also look at how music itself has evolved. Once again, back in the Old Testament, we had cymbals and the lyre and the shofar and other types of horns, and people would chant in the streets. This then evolved into chants of the monks, like the Gregorian chants. Some of you may have heard of Gregorian chants, and there are others, very repetitious, and the monks in their oom, 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 oom. And it's really interesting to listen, very meditative. And then we have a choir, often accompanied by an organist. And today, now we have full bands with the guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, lead vocalists, backup singers, sometimes a choir, depends on what kind of praise band this is. So think of that, how that's just started from someone would write some words down on a piece of parchment and everyone would memorize them. And that's how you would remember things, like when King David had a victory in battle, they would all sing a song. You can find that in the book of 1 Samuel. And now we have full-fledged music with choirs and harmonies and instruments. Things have really changed. So what I'd like you to do for your homework assignment is I would like you to write a 100-word minimum on any musical instrument and its history, or the history of how music has evolved over the years, or basically anything you want, as long as it relates to some form of musical history. Now, to post in the forum, "I like to sing, so I sing in church," that is not a substantive response. I'd like to see at least 100 word minimum. Don't go over 200 words. That's only a paragraph or two. So post that into the forum, and also look through some of the other posts that others have made and try and respond to one or two of them, and you might get a little conversation going. I'm going to be looking at them too. So with that, focus on the history of instruments and how music has evolved over the centuries in the church. Have a blessed day.